Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah. Queen never knew. And my homie Chili Chew. Yeah, yeah.
We give it up for Platinum
Queen. We give it up for Platinum Queen. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. We give it up for Platinum
Queen. Oh, yeah.
Give it up for Platinum
Queen. Give it up for Platinum
Queen. Chili
Chew is on the
scene. We give it up for Platinum Queen.
Rather with Don Calypso, T-Speedy, or Scholar. Make you wanna holler, like tips from a hollow. Platinum Queen roll call goes as follow. Miss Optimism, beautiful butterfly, double up in the house. Don't ask why, Miko and Miss Choir songs, what's your reply? Miss Computer Lady, Black Man, Abe and I. So go and testify, just call in. Platinum Queen's got the West Coast ride again.
Right.
Richard in B.C. and us, Cavito Man, got the chat room blowing up, so y'all tune in.
Rolling.
We're giving
up
for Platinum Queen.
Who's cracking with it? You're now tuned in to the most dangerous radio show on the internet, on Blog Talk, in the galaxy, in the universe. You know why? Because we tune in to what's going on in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to reach out and at least try to help with the kids, with your kids. Giving underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't have deals, an opportunity to be heard. Call in number 347-884-8239 every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, we want to hear from you.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Hey Shonda, hey sis, you start the show off, and we'll be right up there and hear from McQueen first. What's today's topic about?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Platinum Queen's West Show, and I want to say Happy New Year to everybody listening, tuning in, and doing everything they can do different than they did last year. Personally, 2013 sucked, but that's for another myriad of personal reasons. This is your co-host today, Ronan Soul 75, and today's show is concerning remedial relations. This topic stems from what took place at the end of last year, and topic last week was marriage, a template or a time bomb. And at the end of that show, having listened to it like twice, I understand that there are a lot more pressing matters that we have lingering among us. Mainly it's that active listening and genuine communication. It seems like everyone's looking to talk at each other versus have conversations with each other, even with themselves. And I hope, in fact, I believe that we can make amends for what we used to be. There are entities and other individuals who thrive on us communicating or miscommunicating with each other the way we do. So I was looking to have help with my peers, and especially you guys out here who send in letters and call, participate in the radio show. And we can make a difference. We can no longer be the negative statistics that they expect us to be, and be the positive statistics that they fear us of becoming. Now, granted that quite a few new changes have taken place here, location-wise, for myself, but I'll get into that much later. I want to send a shout-out to Shonda, who's basically recovering. She's taking her time, relaxing, resting, doing her thing. Much love to her, and it says a great deal about her and Chill. We'll came together and put this medium out for all of us to participate in. It says a whole lot about those two individuals. And for the new year, looking forward to having them both participate and add that West Coast flavor that we know that we need from them, and the inside in, actually the genuine spirit that they give. As far as myself, I'm just going to do my thing and be me more better than I have been. Call-in number is 347-884-8239. And I must apologize for my throat. Dealing with a cold right now, but that's not going to stop me from doing what I need to do. Now today, I want to recap on what the intent was as far as last week's lesson. Last week's lesson deals with everybody, be it single, in a relationship, engaged, married, and beyond. This wasn't a platform, to entertain Jerry Springer foolishness. Given how the communities out here, especially the black community, has been basically waging war outside of it, but even worse, within it. We definitely don't have the time for that. The expense of our children, our grandparents, our mentors, even ourselves. And there's so many who look forward to seeing us participate in hands-free genocide. This is something we have to think about whenever we say and do things, not just about each other, but to each other. It's a lot deeper than just who you're hooking up with. Because everything we do, everything we say, there's a lot of people who have invested their time and their energy into us, whether in a positive or a negative way, for a reflection of that. When Shonda and I came up with the topic last week, we were looking to see how many people are going to be open and honest with themselves, honest with their significant others, honest with their families. Because there's a lot of baggage that all of us tend to carry or like to put labels on. That way we look good even though we're struggling. And this pertains to the teens too, because a lot of times the teens are thrown into the crossfire unnecessarily. They become cannon fodder for a lot of the inconsistencies we've had as far as like children ourselves or aspiring parents, which happens to be a very thankless job. Many overtime hours, very bad pay. But when committed to it, payoff is beyond words. or financial measure. You have to ask yourself quite a few questions daily. If I were to date myself, how would that turn out? Would I want to? If I were to marry myself, could I trust myself? How long would it take to cheat on myself? And if I did, would I have the ability or the to forgive myself? A lot of times we enter a lot of relationships or put a lot of unrealistic pressure on people to be everything that we are afraid to be or for ourselves or to other people. It's a lot of walking wounded out here. And to an extent, myself included. But if you're ever going to have to make a decision, today could be that day. You don't know what sits in front of you or what is prepared for you right around the corner. There's so many questions that need to be answered. Sometimes some of the questions we need to answer doesn't need to require our audience. It's something we need to answer for ourselves. And especially as people of color, we have a lot to answer for. Because who we are and what we do bears a great deal of responsibility. There are a lot of people who came before us who aspired to see the greatness that they instilled within us to manifest. But you got to ask yourself, too, if they were to stand face-to-face with you and take a look at not just what you built, what you surround yourself with, what would that conversation entail? What would be the tone of that conversation? Would they be proud? Would they be disappointed? It sounds a little too serious at times, but this is a real talk that we need to have. If we don't pursue wisdom, you, me, all of us are subject to perish. And that's real talk. So everything that we do here on this radio show, it's not for ratings. It's for people to learn and listen, to pay attention to the conversations that are not being had, but need to be had. This is real talk. So the number to call in so we can have this honest discussion is 347-884-8239. And we're going to take our time with these things because when I see the audience and the hosts, respectively, all of us are perfectly flawed. We have to approach things like that. Every day, every waking moment, we have to remember not just to be honest with ourselves, but with each other. So I'm going to take this call from area code 202. 202, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Greg, man. What's up? Just Ronin or what?
Yeah, this is Ronin.
Hey, what's up, man? You guys miss me, man? I haven't called in about half a year. It's double up, man. Remember me?
Yeah, I remember.
Did you miss me, man? Come on, tell the truth. Just a little bit.
It's been different. What's going on, man?
You haven't missed me at all, huh? You trying to tell me, right?
Quite a few things that happened, but it's been different, man.
Well, you know what, Ronan, man? I actually respect you, man, and T. Smitty and Don Calypso. But when I get on these shows, when I talk to you guys, I'm really, I'm actually a pretty moderate person. I'm just trying to move the needle forward. Sometimes I can go out there. I'm just trying to provoke brothers to think outside the box a little bit. That's all I'm trying to do. I want brothers to provoke, and I can't do it in a calm, rational manner. For some reason, I have to get obnoxious, rude for brothers to understand my point of view. That's all I'm trying to do is just get brothers to think outside the box. That's it. That's my goal. Okay? All right?
I understand
that. But Ronnie, you know what, man? 20 years ago, I probably was just like you. I was a moderate kind of guy. I saw the world the same way. A lot of brothers are seeing it now. They're in their 20s and 30s. But I had to switch up and change because I realized that I was on a course. It was a road to failure. And I think we as black folks, we don't have as much time to correct the problems we have. I think we only have about 60 more years to correct them. Or I think the black race is going to be pretty much like Brazil. It's going to be done in this country. It's not going to be a viable race. And I think we only have about 60, 80 more years to correct it. I honestly believe that, you know. So that's why the way I am. But I'm actually a pretty moderate person. I'm not out there like you think I am. I'm just trying to get brothers to wake up, man. Exacting change. And I don't think we need to get with women to do it. We always want to make alliances. We don't need to have to make alliances with women to change. I think black men can do it if we work together as men to change without trying to pull these women in, trying to pull the black underclass in. We don't need to pull these people in. We just need to, like-minded, enlightened brothers need to get together and work on a solution. That's all I'm about. All right.
Well, that's where you're coming from. And
good.
And then I apply that to, you know, my respective mindset. And we look back at not just the meeting that we provided, but our respective gifts that we've been given. How are we using them to promote this change?
I don't understand. Can you explain that? Because I'm kind of in the dark here. Gifts.
Okay. Everybody, respectively, has been given a God-given gift. Myself, as an example, I'm able to write and draw and actually use expressive forms of communication in order to reach people. There are people who are intellectually inclined who can forego going to school and actually blow them out of water by the wisdom that they acquire or they possess. How are you using these gifts, like as far as the things with athletics or mentorship or artistic ability or the ability to sing, anything that we have, what are we using to make a difference not only within ourselves and for ourselves, but for our peers? What doors are we opening other than, you know, dancing around in the boxes that we've been provided in? How are we breaking the barriers? What are we doing? That's what I'm speaking on. And I'm definitely sure that you have your respective gifts as well. But we have to use them wisely. Otherwise, those same very gifts can actually destroy not just us, but other opportunities that our people and others could benefit from.
Hey, you know what, man? I actually glad that we have Blog Talk Radio, the internet, because black men probably 15 years ago, because I was thinking of these same things that you're thinking, but I always thought that other brothers didn't think the way I thought. And it wasn't until the advent of the internet where now we can, black men, because this is the first time, and I would say in the history of America, that black men can actually get our viewpoints out. Because before, the black man could not get his viewpoints out because we were pretty much silenced. I mean, the media had us on lockdown. They would only talk to a certain select person, whether Reverend Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, or black women. But we've never really heard what real brothers think about the problems in this country. And I'm glad that we can finally talk, because I think we got to talk first before we can formulate solutions. We have to talk and converse, and I think this is a good thing. You know, I honestly, I actually listen to you. I actually respect your viewpoint, even though I don't agree with you on a lot of things, Ron, I really don't. But I actually respect you and your viewpoint, you know, quite a bit. And I actually do listen to you. But I just think that we need a much more robust answer to the problems facing Black America, and something that's going to be harsh, a tough pill to swallow. And I don't think we as Black folks are up for the challenge. You know, I don't think we're there yet for some reason. You know, I just think all this talk is just not going to move the needle forward. I think we need action, man. Serious action.
But that's the part I'm getting to, the action part.
Seeing
the responses that come to the radio show after certain broadcasts, when we have certain conversations,
right.
And it's either coming from the youth, basically across the board, there is action being taken place. You've seen some kids or some people who are involved in self-destructive behaviors or patterns.
Yes, I understand.
That it breaks a little ground, but I agree there's a lot more that needs to be done. There's a lot more people to be reached in a more, provocative manner. I mean, given how we have our respective ways of interpreting knowledge and, you know, absorbing it or expressing it, we have to expand our abilities to communicate and connect with people, be active listeners, versus like waiting for opportunity to talk. So I get what you're saying, definitely.
Hey, Ronan. Okay, yeah. This is where me and you differ slightly. I know you want to reach the masses. There's 40 million brothers in this country, and you want to uplift everyone and bring the masses along, which I understand what you're trying to do. Here's where me and you sort of have a disagreement. I think we should be more like the Tea Party or other groups out here. We should maybe start smaller, getting the brothers and sisters, whoever they are, to that are like-minded, and we should build from there instead of trying to bring in every, because we're not going to be able to reach brothers, you know, in North Philly or wherever that's out here just that are functionally dead, that are just dead to the world. I'm not trying to reach them. I'm just trying to reach the brothers that kind of want to move forward, the ones that are positive, the ones that are decent, the ones who want a better life that has goals and aspirations. I want to work with those types of brothers and build from there. That's where me and you differ. You know, that's where me and you differ. And also, I would like to do, it's real controversial that people don't like. I think the biggest problem we have, I hate to go back to this because it always comes back to this, because I really think this is the core fundamental problem we have in the Black community, is the breakdown of the family. I think we need to rebuild families, and I think that's where the problem is, because if you keep looking at these kids, because a lot of these kids need mentors, they need life coaches, they need guidance counselors. What that tells me, these kids just need fathers. That's what they need. If you really think about all this stuff that these kids need, they just need dads in the home. And they need identifiable fathers. You know, and I think if men raise their kids and women start building families, real families, okay, like three kids with three kids with the same dad, the same mother, real families, I think a lot of these problems we have in the Black community will go away. I honestly believe it will go away if we had real families out here. And I think that's the core problem. I'm not going to mentor kids. I'm not coaching kids. I'm not doing none of this bullshit, because all that stuff is just a substitution for fatherhood. That's all it is. And I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not doing that. I've done that. It doesn't work. And that's where me and you differ. I think, and the solutions I have are unpleasant. We got to cut off welfare, Section 8, food stamp program, Medicaid, we got to cut all that shit off. We have to force females to make better choices in who they decide to have kids with. And we have to take away all the incentives. We have to remove the support system. And then once that system is removed from females, can't just have kids willy-nilly, they got to start making serious choices about who they're fucking with, who they're having babies with. And that's where we're going to start bringing it back to black family. I would like to get this – I'm sorry I'm rambling on. I'm actually missing the 49er game because of you. I'm missing the 49er game because of you. But I think if we take away all these incentives for women to have kids, we will start building back the black family, and then we can move forward. But as far as fixing these fucked up kids, I'm not even going to try. Good luck, Ronan. I'm not with you on that, all right? That's where me and you differ, okay? You want to fix these fucked up kids, and I want to stop them from being born. All right? I want to put an end to it.
Well, I do see where we differ. I do agree on
that. I knew he was going to say that, Ronan. I knew it, man. I knew it.
Well, you already knew in advance, but here's the thing.
Okay.
I agree with the reconstruction and reforification of the family unit. That is without question. That is one of the major cornerstones of how we can rebuild nations. That's
okay.
One of the most powerful things out there. Definitely agree with that. Does having a two-parent, having two parents in the equation work? To a degree, yes. But given how we are as a nation, it has always taken the aid of other sources of influence. It's always been the aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, a broad spectrum of influence out there.
Yes.
A lot of times you can have the best parent parental situation, father, you know, on point, mother on point, but there are some children take things upon themselves. At some age, they decide that they know right from wrong, and they know how to manipulate, let's say, sandbox politics and revert back to childhood, feigning innocence. There are some kids who are tainted and choose to do wrong no matter how strong the influence is. We can't ignore that.
But, Ronan, you know what? I grew up in a two-parent household. I have one brother that's a complete fuck-up, okay? Two-parent household, but five of us turned out okay. I think we have to look at statistically kids that are born and two-parent. You know what? They've actually done statistics on this. The kids that turn out the best are kids that are raised in a two-parent household, father working, mother not working. They actually turn out the best of all the kids. The second kids that turn out the best, statistically, two parents working. Okay. Third turns out the best is mother working, kids at home. You know what turns out the worst? Single mothers not working. They're at the bottom. So statistically, two-parent households, I'm not saying we are going to achieve 100% kids coming to two-parent households. I don't even want to do that. But I think as a race, we should set a goal that we don't want single mothers no more than 20%, 25% of black households. We should have a goal of limiting them to under 20%, at least a goal, a starting point. Now, that's where I am. I think we should set goals, man. You know, I mean, look, Ronan. You know what, man? As black folks, man, something we don't do as black people has always bugged me. We don't look towards the future. You know, I got my tax bill a while back, and I was bored one day, and I actually went through my tax bill. Had all these levies and bonds and shit from 30 years ago, 30-year bonds, 40, all these fucking bonds and levies. These white folks were looking 30, 40 years into the future, okay? But we as black folks, we don't even look 5 years into the future. I think we as black men and women need to start looking towards the future 50, 60, 70 years from now. And we can't allow these white boys, we can't sit back and always just do what the white boys are doing and follow their lead. Fuck that. I think we as black folks need to start looking toward the future on our own, think about what kind of a black America we want, and we should start shaping it right now. Ronan, we should start shaping this shit right now. I hate this. I do not like seeing what I'm seeing in black culture, and I think we should start exacting a change now in 2014 to change it 50 to 60 years from now, Ronan. Because I guarantee you, Ronan, when you're old and a grandfather about 85, 90, your grandkids are going to look at you and say, Ronan, why'd you let this shit happen? Why? What did you do, Ronan, to change this shit? When society's breaking down, it's going to be probably already broken down. He's going to look at you like, why'd you let this shit go? And you know what? You aren't going to have an answer for his ass. At least I can look at my grandson and say, look, I tried, you know. I saw it in 2014, and this is what I wanted to do. And at least I can say I tried. I'm seeing shit breaking down. Because, you know, I fucking grew up in the 70s, man. And I remember how it was. It wasn't always this way. We actually were striving. I remember when black kids would go to college, and we would throw parties and help them with their tuitions and buying books. And we would fucking applaud a black woman or a black man going to college. It was a big deal back then. And if someone graduated high school, we had parties for them. Brothers were actually more positive back then in the 70s. We looked out for each other. We even had rent parties and all this shit, and people were hurting. And it was I remember a different time in the 70s and 80s where black folks actually gave a fuck about each other, where we were positive. What I see now is not the black race that I grew up in, and I reject this shit that I see now, and I'm not going to stand for it. You know what? I am saying no to it. This is not us. This is not us out here. This is not us. This is some fucking, I don't know what the fuck it is. This is not the black race that I'm seeing now. This is not us, and I'm going to put an end to it if I can. And I want you to come along with me, Ronan. I'm trying to bring you in, man, but you're fighting me, man. You're fighting. It's like you're like a bass in the bottom of the ocean. You're fighting. You're clawing. But I'm going to reel your ass in. I'm going to reel you in. I'm going to reel T. Smitty in, Doc Calypso. I'm bringing all you brothers in, man. One by one, I'm going to reel your asses on in. Okay, I'm going to turn you around to my viewpoint, all right? I'm going to bring you in.
Okay. well, interesting points of view. I'm definitely going to need quite a bit of work. I would like to hear some from the ladies, teens, everyone across the spectrum, because this involves us, not just myself and Double Up. But what do you have to say? This is 2014, and it's not one of these cliche conversations, new year, new me. New Year's Day can start anytime you really want it. And for the ladies or teens, or even the elders among us, you have an opportunity to speak on things on this platform pretty much freely. I'm sure Double Up has his respective points, but with all due respect, how can you rebuild anything without being a mentor? Anything you say and do, people are going to see that. They're going to take it for what it is. And a lot of things that we see around us, they're a reflection of what we've submitted to them and the community. If we're here telling kids that they're a waste of time, or they're like their so-called deadbeat father or no good mother, children are not dumb as we want to believe they are. They tend to interpret quite a few things a lot more internally than anything else. And I have a caller from the area code 714. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Ronan, this is Lisa. How you doing? Calling from San Diego, California.
Hey, doing all right. Welcome to the new year.
Happy New Year.
Well, I see you got an opportunity to hear the conversation between myself and Double Up.
What are your honest thoughts from a woman's perspective?
I think, you know, I could definitely probably take from both of you, you know, you both have some very good ideas, but, you know, different perspectives. Me, myself, I mean, I think we're not going to be able to save everybody. Some of these folks don't want to be saved. Some of them like the situations that they're in, unfortunately. But I think, you know, if you can rally around like-minded people wherever you're at, and now, you know, with social media, I mean, you can just reach areas all over the United States and beyond and, you know, create whatever it is, whatever type of platform that you want to represent to improve the conditions in your community. So I think you both have good, excellent perspectives, but, you know, not everybody is going to do things the same way, and people have different ideas about how they want to go about creating change. So, see, I'm 44 years old, and back when I was growing up, you know, just like Double Up was saying, it was a different time. I have a grandmother who was fighting for her life at this moment. She's 102. And I remember people coming to her house. You know, she gave them food. She gave them advice, prayed for them. If they were suffering, you know, with illnesses, she helped them. This woman had her own. She was doing her own organic farming when, you know, now, you know, you go to places like Whole Foods and pay an arm and a leg. She was doing all of that way back then. I think we've got to, you know, pull back and take a page from some of our elders and our ancestors' books and bring some of those things that, you know, they did and incorporate it now to help some of the youth now, because they just don't know. I mean, they're watching, you know, television. Look at their idols. They don't know about, you know, people in the community really rallying around and looking out for you and taking care of you and want the betterment for you and encouraging you to do better for yourself. So, again, I think you both have excellent points of view. You're going about it different ways, but, you know, I think it's just all about trying to get people that have, you know, like minds, like, you know, the people that call into the show that are in the chat room. You've had different people that have come on, and they're doing some fantastic things to reach back and make some change. But, you know, you've got some people, they like the conditions that they're in. So, you know, then those are the ones that most likely are not going to make it. So you just can't concentrate on those. But those that want to change, they want to do better, those are the ones, you know, that are willing to accept all of Branch and, you know, make some change. But I think it can be done. I'm not going to count it out. But as I look around, the thing that I would have to agree with Double Up is we have so many tools available now. And when you sit back, and I'm just relating to our community. When I say our community, I'm talking about the Black community or Moorish or African-American, however you identify yourself. But our ancestors had much less and underwent much harsher conditions, and they did so much more. And if they could, you know, see the conditions that some of us are in, they just wouldn't be, you know, this is how you show me respect. This is what I died for, the abuse that I suffered at the hands of my oppressors, and this is what you do. But, you know, those are the ones that are not going to be saved because they like where they're at. So, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But I think, you know, Ronan, with you having, you know, the show and Chill and Shonda and, you know, the reports of the young people and adults calling and sending in letters and letting you all know how, you know, the show has been an impact on their lives and how they're changing, I mean, there you go. So you're doing your work. And I can tell you guys, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, I'm going to bring
and, you know, like Shonda has said, I'm sorry, like Sean has told me, you know, with some of the shows like that T-shirt show, with some of those girls who are, you know, trying to get, allowing themselves to be abused to get a T-shirt, some of the girls told Shonda, I'm not going to change. And I think Shonda told them, well, I can't do more for you than you won't do for yourself. So, you know, go on. But then there were some other girls that have, you know, changed it. Brought the grades up. They're no longer participating in that type of activity. They're doing things for their community, and they report to her. And I think that's fantastic. So you're making a difference.
Well here's the thing. It's like with Double Up said, which I brought back in. I don't believe we're that much further apart than you believe. We definitely have respective views, but we're not that further apart. I understand that you can't save everybody. There are some people that you can put, you know, a ham sandwich in front of, and they could have been low crawling across the desert 3 years.
Right.
They don't want to eat. They don't eat. You know, and that's how it is. And it's not. We're not here to sit here and force feed anybody, anything. The conversation is there. The thing I differ with is like, no matter what we say and do, we're mentoring somebody. If we tell somebody like it's hopeless, or say, hey,
no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Ronan.
This year?
You know what? To me, a mentor is somebody that save someone starting a new job. I would help mentor someone, you know, what they need to do and how they should act and go about their business. Or someone's trying to progress, you know, you help mentor a person, okay? But today, mentoring is taking a whole nother word, a whole nother meaning. What mentoring means now is that you help some kid fill out a job application, you take him to it, you help him buy him some shoes, you help them buy him clothes, you help him do his homework, parenting, okay? And that's where me and you differ, what the term of mentoring is. Mentoring has changed from what it should mean. You're not mentoring kids, you're parenting kids, and I refuse to waste my time doing something, fractions, that their mother should be doing. And that's what mentoring is. And you know what, man, me and you are similar, but then again, we're not. I'm just more radical, a bit more radical than you. And that's where me and you differ. You know, I'm just not trying to save everyone. I think it's just they're almost like a plant. If you have a plant that's dying, you have to cut off the dead leaves and limbs, or the plant's going to die. I think, man, we have to cut a lot of these niggas loose. Cut them loose. Quit trying to save these niggas. They don't want to be saved. Cut them loose. I don't know why brothers like you keep trying to save these niggas. I don't get it. We got to cut these fools loose. Because if we don't cut these niggas loose, Ronan, they're taking over. When I grew up, it's probably 70% people were brothers that were working hard. And probably 30% of them were, you know, kind of doing what they're doing, their own deal. But now the niggas are winning, okay? They're winning. And they're outnumbering us. And at some point, man, the niggas are going to finally take over, okay? We don't have a choice. Either we remove these niggas now, or they're going to remove us, Ronan. That's the choice you have. That's the stark reality that you need to comprehend. Either we get these niggas now, or they're going to get us in 15, 20 years when they eventually just take the fuck over. You know what I'm talking about. Walk down Baltimore, walk down.
This is where I got to put a flag on the play. this whole thing about perspective. With all due respect to Devil Up, they are not winning. Just like Side Chicks, and you have conversations where you have women say, hoes are winning. These vagrants, these negative stereotypes are not winning per se. That's what is to be believed to us. They're actually a promoted statistic that is believed across the world which is actually a living lie. There are turds in our community. Some are celebrated. Others are far worse. But again, it's imperative that we learn how to look a little bit deeper into the story that's being told. We got to know how to play this thing. When it comes to the youth, this is no different than peer pressure. You have kids who tell you that doing something screwed up or self-destructive is supposed to be a measure of being cool. But for some reason, they will you to do something that they're unwilling to do. You got to learn how to be told what to think, but how to think. Because nowadays, critical thinking and understanding your fight and flight skills are more important than anything. Anything. Comes to the conversation that we need to have as far as on across every front, you know, man to woman, you know, adult to child, the youth to the adults, I mean the elders, vice versa. We got to learn how to be active listeners, learn how to be effective communicators in our own respective ways. A lot of times we're speaking the same language, but because of people getting caught up in the accent of the conversation, we can be telling the truth, and we still get lost in the message or the tone of it. This is very important for all of us. I believe everyone has opportunity if they choose to embrace the responsibility of it. I'm not here to say it's a wrap for people. People aren't tied to their opinion, as shown. But this show has proven that there are people who are looking to not just do better, but to be better. Instead of asking week after week, what's the solution, without any initiative to push it forward. It's quite a few people who are looking to become not just a solution, but an example of how they should do it. You might not do it the same way, but you have proven, there's quite a few who've proven to all of us that it can be done if the initiative is there. And I want to say on behalf of Shonda, Chill, and a lot of us, we are most definitely going to push this thing forward. Because for years, we have been told that what we're doing is a waste of time. That talking to supporters of the show, people who we happen to make a difference in the lives in, that we were crazy for doing what we were doing. Nowadays, everyone wants to get on the bandwagon in some kind of way. It says quite a bit. And you don't have to have just a radio show to do this. You can use what you have. You can talk about it amongst yourselves. You can use your art to create a message. You can do it through song. You can do it through dance. You can do it through sports. You can run for a cause. You can play a musical instrument. You can do all kinds of things. And maybe I don't have quite the same pessimistic view when it comes to the black community and abroad. But perhaps, I guess, that does make me and quite a few others different. And I'll embrace that. You're looking at a perfectly flawed individual that stands among you guys. There's no perfect people here. Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
When you see not just the responses that come in, or tokens of affection people show each other in our community, what do you feel that you can do?
I just concentrate on what I can do personally myself to improve things. I just, I'm not going to allow, you know, someone else's idea or opinion, be it, you know, if I see it as negative, I mean, that's how they feel, and they're entitled to how they feel. I'm not in the business of trying to change anybody's mind. I just go about what I can do and go on and do my thing. Because I know that not everybody feels the way that I feel. Not everybody's going to see it the way that I see it. But it's just, okay, what can I do? Because I'm not going to waste my time focusing on the negative. Because I know what it's like. I have been in situations and I needed assistance. And I got it, Ronan, from people that some of them looked just like me and some of them did not. But I know I was trying to get to a certain place in a specific time. And I was working hard, and I was trying to put forth the best effort that I could, and these people helped me. So now as a grown woman, if I see somebody in the same situation, I just try to do what I can. And, you know, if there's people that are speaking negative about it or telling me that I shouldn't do this or I shouldn't do that, that's their opinion. They don't – it doesn't affect me. You know, I just go on and do what I have to do. I don't tell them about it. I just go on and do what I have to do and keep it moving. As long – at the end of the day, Ronan, it's like this. As long as I know that I tried to do the best that I could with what I had and it helped somebody, I'm good. Because, you know, I've seen this play out within my family. I've seen it play out with my friends. Some of them wanted help. Some of them said they wanted my help. I don't believe in coddling. You will have to meet me halfway, and I make that known. Don't waste my time. But if you want my help, I'm going to help you as much as I can. But you've got to meet me halfway. If you're messing around with my time and my resources, don't pick up the phone and call me. But other than that, I keep it moving. I do the best that I can with what I got, good or bad. At least I know at the end of the day when I put my head on my pillow and I go to sleep, I tried to do the best that I could. Not everybody may agree with it, but, hey, that's them. This is my life. So what I choose to do with my time, my resources, my money, that's me. That's my business. So that's
you know
how
what,
I look at it.
You know, Lisa, I got to give, and people are going to say I'm nuts for saying it, but I got to give Double Up credit for giving inspiration at the moment. Offering a challenge in a way. And I believe I'm going to ask you that same challenge to not just us, and myself, but to everyone that's listening to this broadcast here or live or on a download. From here on out, for the next show and beyond, I'm going to challenge everybody who's listening to not just speak their mind on this medium, but to do what they do best outside of it. Every show, we're going to get together, and we're going to put things to the test. And I appreciate Double Up for actually motivating us to do something different. I'm humble enough to say that. There's something that we need to do instead of sit around like many people tend to do in church. And they'll listen a little while to the message, it never gets disseminated in the home or where it's supposed to go outside those church doors. I think now with the Platinum Queens West show, and not just this show, but many other shows that are looking to promote growth and forward progress, we got to start giving ourselves a little bit of homework. Because everyone's all hell-bent to talk about New Year, New Me. It's time to put up and shut up. That's what we need to do. What do you think, Lisa?
I mean, that's the only way to do it. I mean, it's just like, you know, I have to even agree with Mr. Solution when he called in. You know, if these are the problems, all right, then, you know, what are you doing to make a change? Do something. Instead of saying, you know, they said they're doing this, whoever they are, then, you know, make change in whatever way that you can. We're talking about if you really want to make the change, that is. Just like you said, I mean, there's so many areas, you know, in church, people showing up every Sunday, you know, and it's a business. And somebody's getting rich. And there are people there that are attending and their issues are not being addressed. And you got folks calling in on the show that I know that are church-going people, and you are touching on topics that are resonating with them and making them rethink what they're doing in their lives and making change. I've heard you put out your phone number.
Still do.
Young people look to you as guidance and they respect you. And they know that you're coming from a good place. So you're helping make a change. You're helping make a difference. So it's just like, you know, just like you said, what are you going to do about it? We're talking and get to moving. You see these other folks doing it in their communities. Again, those that want to change, because some people don't. But
well,
I would have to be in agreement with you. Do something.
Yeah, I do agree with that. There are some people who, no matter what you tell them, they don't want to change. I believe there's quite a few who are afraid of change as a whole. I mean, change can be scary. It makes you step outside your comfort zone. Used to that. But we have to get back into the mindset of challenging the status quo. We should never allow our comfort zone to become a coffin. How did it look when we were doing the same old thing when we were doing in high school in our late 40s and 50s? It's not a good look. So I accept the challenge. I'm pretty sure others will do too. From here on out, I'm going to continue to put my number out there. As long as you decide to unblock the number, we can chop it up. I've seen the difference of what a conversation can do. Sometimes a word is needed by someone. Anytime we talk to somebody, even if someone's listening to this broadcast now, you don't know or understand if that person is holding a gun to their head or something worse. And maybe what you have to say, what you believe, may not be significant. Maybe that's the thing that they need to hear to reconsider things and the alternative. As not just a radio host, but as a fellow human being, man of color, and of purpose. We definitely had to change the narrative that's been given to us. We're much more than basketball players or singers or questionable actors. We're much more than that. We had to broaden perspective. We had to or how to control our dollars. Pay attention and embrace our history. Learn the power and understanding, I mean the benefits of loving yourself. There's a lot of things that our community is lacking or struggling with. Some with good reason, others we have lacked the excuses that we use for so many years are useless now. We can't afford to use them. And again, I will say, and not high or drunk, I want to actually give credit to Double Up for motivating all of us to actually put our money where our mouths are. How bad do we want to be successful? Are we content with complaining with everything that's going on? Or are we fed up? Are we sick and tired of being sick and tired? That's one of many serious questions we need to ask ourselves. If we're in a relationship, am I really happy with this union, or am I just doing time, which a lot of people happen to be doing? How long am I going to live this lie and willing to pay the maintenance or the mortgage of a living lie? Because those are very expensive. How long are we going to do this? But we're going to do the radio show until the wheels fall off. Even still, we're going to keep dragging it. But what happens when the broadcast goes off? What happens when if we happen to be off the air or not have a show at that time? What are we willing and looking to do in the meantime? Well, we got to ask ourselves. We really have to ask ourselves that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Nothing changes unless somebody does something about it. And there's a lot to be done. Because there's too much foolishness going on. And these kids are suffering, you know.
It's more than just the kids suffering. There's homes that are, people are notoriously broken, and you got people who want to put a smile up and grin and bear it for the sake of the kids. There's people in a situation that they made bad decisions, and they are looking in the face of some very, very bad alternatives rather than something that they need to do, but they're afraid to do. There's something that needs to be said, that people are afraid of the consequences. There's a lot of situations that are going on, some worse, some far better than what we're doing right now. But we understand we're not above that. Broadcasting the ones before that, that wasn't to attack anybody. That Jerry Springer foolishness, that's the last thing we need as a people. Last thing. We're looking to break some ground, not just, you know, do wind sprints and quicksand. I think we're going to go anywhere but down. We're tired. Kids, adults, elders, tired. We need more people looking to not just talk about things because they need an outlet or just to be an internet gangster. That's unsatisfactory. You have to pay attention to radio discipline. You have to understand that if you're on a broadcast such as this or anywhere else, your voice will be carried. Now, what it carries, that should be your concern. Does it carry weight? And what kind of weight? What kind of substance? Something that could benefit others in their time of need, or does it require toilet paper? we have to ask ourselves anytime we speak on a medium such as this or in social media or whatever. What's the point of us doing and saying what we've been saying or living how we've been living? The number is 347-884-8239. And I'm going to start off again in the new year, 2014. my personal number is 317-453-9342. Either you want to chop it up or you have an axe to grind. The operator is standing by. And some calls will be recorded for quality control services.
Oh boy!
Look, we're here to have fun. We're here to, you know, this one big old classroom. This is, you know, some of us, you know, while we're teaching people things, some of us need to sit back and take notes ourselves, myself included.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And, you know, again, it just needs to be said. I mean, I'm glad people say certain things the way they say. That way we know how to interpret and deal with them. But do understand that, first and foremost, this show is a representation of those who created. You got Shonda and Chill who came up with this show long before I came in the picture. So any character looking to show out, be disrespectful of this platform, I do happen to take that seriously. And you will find out personally why they call me Dr. Fuck Your Feelings. So, this is really good. This broadcast is, and many, and quite a few others, this is one of the most powerful mediums that we could have,
mm-hmm.
among many. When it comes to social media and actually mainstream media, we have been tattooed with so many negative stereotypes that so many people that are not among us believe it. We tend to believe it. And we have to change that.
Terrible.
You know, if we have to set the narrative like we're not limited to your fears or your examples of disrespect. Children are not stupid. There are some who are a little bit slower than others. But that goes, you know, that transcends to adulthood too. Just because you are a certain age doesn't make you more wiser or more of an adult. So I'm just a grown-ass children. But this is one of the main things that we're going to work on step by step. If you're not looking to improve our situation, well, no one has room for your, you know, you being a hemorrhoid or you want to remain culturally constipated or creatively constipated. That's something you can do on your own. But as far as this classroom that we have, all of us are going to learn something. Even if we had to be remedial at times, all of us can stand to learn something. So I want to ask you, Lisa, while you're on,
mm-hmm.
With this being a new year,
mm-hmm.
what are the most challenging things that you need to address to yourself and for yourself?
I'd have to say at the forefront, on a personal level, it would have to be my health. I have, you know, try to go in every year and get a physical done and all that great stuff every year. There's a high incidence diabetes on both sides of my family. And I went in to get a physical, and I am reading as being diabetic. So I know if you don't have your health, everything else is irrelevant. So I just have to buckle down because I refuse to believe that this is how it is. And, you know, well, Aunt so-and-so had it and Grandma and Paw-Paw had it and this is the way it's going to be. I refuse. So basically, I'm up against the biggest enemy, and that's me. So I've got work to do. You know, with my physical temple, financial temple, you know, mental temple, and at the same time, just continue to, you know, I want to say thank you again. Thanks to Shonda. Thanks to Chill and, you know, Don Calypso for, you know, first, you know, put me on about, you know, this show. And also you, Ronan, to, you know, continue to be a living testimony to help someone by, you know, whatever I have to say or, you know, the actions that I do to, you know, help those that want to help, you know, want to be helped. Because like I said, 44 years old, I know what it's like to, my perspective is different because being raised by a single father and wanting to assist in the change in the dynamic of that whole male-female relationship compared to what it was when I saw, you know, growing up. I said it many times, it's like Frasier and Ali. And my mother was Ali. it was a hot mess. you know, it was a hot mess. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, so for me, I would have to say that's up at the forefront is, you know, getting that health together. And how about you? Don't throw that question right back at you, my friend.
Well, the challenges set before myself is to be a better example, not just for my peers, but in general. I know the world is watching. Everything I do, I have eyes watching what I do, at least for the most part. As an artist, as someone who has quite a few gifts that I'm learning about, I got to use these correctly, not just for myself, but for others. I had to understand the importance of not just my body language, but the tone of my messages that I put out there. Similar. Well, actually, a little more extravagant when it comes to delivery. I have to learn how to check myself at times. Get a little too passionate about things. I used to take things personal. Now I need to better refine my temper at times. I need to understand the importance of removing procrastination from certain things. Becoming more of an extrovert more than the borderline introvert. It has purposes, but giving everything that has to take place this year and beyond, especially in this season now, being an introvert is not going to work. And seeing what I need to do from here on out, I'll admit I'm scared to death. about it. It's going to require a lot of traveling, a lot of new faces, even doing quite a few things that I may be nervous about. But once I conquer those demons, I, just like anybody else, will find and understand the definition of courage.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, when it all comes out to it, alongside my peers, I'm going to use my use the test that I've either passed or set to go through as a testimony and a template for others in their own way. That's what's going to happen.
All right. All right. Like they say, you've got to do the thing that you fear the most and conquer it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You are going to be fine, Ronan. You got what it takes.
I'm not really worried about it. The one thing is, I'm more concerned about people who listen to what we're speaking on now.
Mm-hmm.
Give them an opportunity to do some things different. I'm going to suggest to those listening, find a cork board and a dry erase board that matter size, but learn how to throw some things out there that you want to happen and need to happen. As a reminder, when you write on those things, take a picture of that for your phone. And every now and then when you need to, take a look at those lists that you created, those snapshots of success that you want to manifest. It's working for me. And this is what I suggest for, you know, those listening. Try for yourself. Sometimes you have to learn how to be your own cheerleader. There's some situations that some of us are going through. Either they're becoming new mothers or fathers, or they're dealing with a situation where they feel like they don't have an out. You got to learn how to cheer yourself on, even when the first instinct is to curl up in a ball and die. You have to learn how to fight the most greatest adversary and opposition that you'll ever face. Sometimes that is your negative self. And personally, I have quite a few battle scars to show for it. Quite a few. And that's why, aside from putting a number out there, it's not for comical purposes, even though it's funny that, you know, you get people talk crazy if you don't have the balls to call it. That had a problem. It's an opportunity to speak on things, you know, and be comfortable with situations that, you know, you might not feel comfortable with. Someone who might know something, or even, hell, you could teach me something. So, you know, it's all about humility with this show and everything. This is what we promote. Because a lot of times we don't have someone to converse with. Even if it's with an email or a text message, we live in this age of information, high-speed information. We're running out of excuses of not knowing. Because our people perish without a lack of, with a lack of knowledge, that's how we perish. In the most violent of ways. This is why I love doing this radio show, or actually doing internet radio. And years ago, I was scared to death of this. Terrified.
You would know it. You would not know it.
Man.
I mean, I tell you, I sometimes, you know, I'm at my job, or, you know, I'm at home cooking, cleaning up. I cut, you know, go to the archive, plug the speakers in, and just let it play. I mean, it's, you guys have had some fantastic shows, and I tell you, I want to thank you, and I have learned so much.
Yeah, that's so.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. And like you said, it is a fantastic thing to see. When I was growing up, I mean, we had Dr. Joyce Brothers, you know, listening to Dr. Laura before this whole radio thing changed. You know, Phil Donahue was the only one that was on television, you know, before Oprah got, you know, put on. So, you know, it's just unfortunate now that what we're seeing on the television is a lot of trash. So I'm limited to watching the damn Animal Planet and Sci-Fi Channel time. Other than that, I'm just like, I can't do it. My husband will have it on. I said, you got to cut it off. I can't abide by it. Let me cut on some internet radio or look for a good documentary on Hulu.com or YouTube. Because it's just sickening. So they just want everybody to be idiots. Or, you know, pick up a book and read. Like I'm always saying, you know, hey, the library. Get yourself a library card. It is free. And educate yourself. Get lost in a whole complete different world. And don't have to pay not a penny as long as you return everything on time. I mean, there's just no excuse. Like I said, the information is here for those that want it and for those that want to change.
Well, you're right about that. We do need to turn the TV off more often. We're not missing anything. All these corny reality television shows or whatnot, it's nothing more than junk food for the brain.
And doing more damage than anything.
Yeah.
Especially to women. It's just trash. I mean, you just understand the work.
Yeah, we definitely need to change things up. We need some required reading, which is something I'm going to look into on behalf of the show. I'm looking for something that we need to expand our minds with. I'm more motivated now. And crazy as it sounds, I want to thank Double Up for that. of all people.
That's great.
Wow.
That is great.
It feels kind of weird saying that. It's just even a sunshine to the dog.
Motivation comes in, you know, in some of the, you know, during the time that you least expect. So I can see, you know, even though I'm on the phone with you, I can hear that light bulb go off. So that's great.
Well, still wondering what the people think. You know, this is your opportunity, like every week or any time. Speak on what you feel, thoughts, everything. What do you believe needs to be done? Or what do you believe that you're doing now making a difference either your life or other people's? Feel free. 347-884-8239. And at the end of the show, I'm going to share my personal information. That way, this door is open for others. All the crazy individuals, you'll learn real quick. But
you definitely will.
But for any like feeling like there's no outlet made available to you. There will be one made. Nothing around booty call hours, that's another conversation. But you know, as much as possible. We'll look to try to do something as best as possible. Sometimes people need a smile. Sometimes some people need a stern kicking the ass. That's how it works, you know, with us. That's definitely how it works with us. You know, not above being told I'm wrong. If not, if that's the case, prove it. If you do, hey, I respect it. Otherwise, we're going to have fun.
Oh, man.
But here's another thing I want to talk to you about at the end. That's the illusion of peer pressure. And this transcends from the youth even to adulthood, well into adulthood. Is there any time, Lisa, that you ever felt that pressure to, like, do something as far as, like, at a time either to get something or be something and try to consider the cost as well?
You mean now as an adult?
Yes.
From time to time, I call it the wolf pack mentality. So from time to time, like, you know, how I live, I don't do drugs and I don't drink alcohol. So, you know, there have been times in the past where, you know, there's been an event at the job or something, some type of celebratory thing, and you know, they'll have wine and champagne out, whatever, and, you know, Lisa, no, thank you, I don't drink. And, you know, the conversation, you know, we should go out and get you a couple of shots, we should get you drunk. I mean, it's just like, what did I just say? It's not how I live. And I don't even find it amusing. So, you know, just try it, you know, coming towards me with the, what did I just say? Now, I'm really starting to get mad now. So it's just like back off, and they could probably tell from my face, you better leave this crazy heifer alone right now because she's already told you. But, you know, it still goes on, you know, that girls' night out thing. Sometimes those women, if you're listening, you know, you got to be careful about some of those so-called female friends. Some of them, are trying to mess up what you have, get you out and get you in certain situations where you don't need to be. You got your significant other at home waiting for you, and, you know, you don't do it because everybody else is doing it. So that type of thing still goes on from time to time, but I think I'm pretty strong in my stance as a person as far as what my core values are and what I do and what I believe in and what I won't do. I mean, it's either black or white. There's no gray. I told you no. Or, you know, yes, I'll be able to do that, or, you know, that's not what I believe in, but if that works for you, that certainly works for you. So, you know, go and do you if that makes you happy, but I'm going home. Oh, you're just like a grandmother, you know, it's still early up. Good night. Going home. I'm done. So, you know, it still goes on from time to time, but I think, you know, with maturity and time, you know, people know. You know, don't even approach Ronan with that BS. You know, don't even approach Lisa with that BS. You know, he's not down for that, she's not down for that. So I would have to say those are the type of things that I ran into in the past, not of late, because, you know, pretty much, you know, leave that girl alone. She's crazy as hell. How about you?
Can't be that crazy.
It all depends. When pressed.
Oh, but. Sober and crazy, that's a whole different kind of crazy. <That's>,
yeah.
We're going to definitely change things up a bit. I'm sitting there tripping. I can't believe we're double up. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass sometimes. That's amazing. Wow.
I think it's great. Like I said, I'd heard the light bulb. Like I said, I'm not even around you, but I could see it, visually see that light bulb kick in, got turned on, and that's great.
Sometimes that light bulb is bad. It comes over some.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's true. Yeah. But in this case, I can see that you have been reinvigorated. And hey, that goes along with the alignment. This is a whole new year.
Of all people.
So, you know, that might be. That's when it generally happens. That's when it generally happens, from, you know, people or things that you least expect, and I can tell.
That's
something going
scary.
On.
That's scary sometimes.
Yeah, but that's when it happens. That is when it happens, and you know, no telling where this is going to take you now, because I can hear in your tone. You've been reinvigorated.
Oh, that could be gay.
It'll be a good year, my friend. A good year, yeah. That's great.
I'm just
I can tell.
Just getting back on point. We're gonna figure this thing out. Many different things. Been talking to Boshan and Jill, and many great things are going to come out of this, given, you know, 5 years of, 5-plus years of commitment to something that people thought we were insane. Some of the greatest people that ever lived had to be insane to pursue a dream or a calling.
Okay.
And that's what I believe we're surrounded by. Clinically insane, but powerful people. Some
mm-hmm.
people who have to be able to understand what they have, tap into it, or some people have access to it and are definitely afraid of it. I understand what it's like to be afraid of success. That's something I'm going to absolve this year. This is a journey we're going to take along with us. There's just so much work to do, and I promise I'm not going to give up on my peers. We're going to have something similar to progress reports or something. Looking forward to having more audience participation. We're going to make it an environment too, where you can be comfortable in calling in and speaking on things that need to be talked about. Any of those immature individuals who want to play games when it's time to be serious, they will be audibly castrated or worse. We're not going to play that game. We're just not. But what we are going to do, we're going to build brick by brick better people, better opportunities, better communities, better families, better parents, better kids, better relationships. This is a lot of things that we can do. It doesn't have to take anything fancy or elaborate. Just open minds and the initiative to not just want better, but we're willing to do better. We're tired of talking about what's the solution. The solution is what you see in the mirror. Any little bit you do can work wonders. if you're willing to apply. This is how this is going to work. We are going to send a message to people who say that we're lost, that we're pointless, that we're a destroyed generation. And we're going to show everybody, the ones who are looking to do something different, we're going to show them how it's done. We're going to show that we were meant to build things of purpose, sound purpose, and not play a role in hands-free genocide. It's not as bleak as people want to put it out there. Because when you want to be 110% about this whole thing, there are people who are terrified of those who see that they have a strong sense of self-worth. When you have a sense of self-worth and confidence, you become a problem. But that's a problem that we need, not in our community, not just in our communities, but in our families and in this world, period. We can take the piss and moan about the same old things and say that tired phrase, what's the solution? 2014, we're done with that. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we are completely finished with that, with all due respect, bullshit phrase. Because every time we speak on that, that's basically waving a white flag. We can't afford to do that. Now me, now Lisa, now Shauna, now Chill, anybody who's affiliated with this show or had been affected by the show, we had the power to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
Once you rebuild communities, really, if you think about it, if we rebuild our communities, so our connection with each other, and strengthen our bond as a people, we would need police in our communities because we could police each other as intended. We don't have time for any of that so-called cockeyed justice. There's so many things that we can make and build, so many things that they don't want us to have or realize that must be done. And in 2014, you need to say to yourself, either in the mirror, right before you go to bed, or before you do what you want to do, or supposed to do, what can I do to scare the shit out of those who want to maintain the status quo? I know there are kids listening, and I don't want you to say that and get in trouble, but you do understand what I'm saying here. We gotta send a powerful message. It doesn't have to be verbal. Action speak louder than words. So from here on out, how are we gonna act? Are we gonna continue to have a bad attitude? Or are we going to change things? I'm going to mend the bridges that need to be mended. Can I be a better son to my parents or daughter? Can I be a better parent to my children? A better neighbor, a better friend, a better spouse? These are things that we have the power to be. And in spite of the pessimistic crowd, these I strongly believe that we are more than capable of becoming and surpassing the limits that even we set for ourselves. Call it crazy, but when they do call you crazy, wear that as a badge of honor. Because if you have a dream or a passion or a calling in life, be proud to be a complete psycho.
Mm-hmm. Or as my dad always said, you can show them better than you can tell them. And that is the truth.
We got to take pride in what we've been given. If you're a singer, learn how to embrace the audience and sing to your heart's content. If you're an artist, learn how to sketch solutions, learn how to paint the promise of a new tomorrow. Everything. You know how to dance. Show people how to dance to the rhythm of a revolution. There's so much we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So much that we will do. A lot of people who come on the show inspire me. Shonda, Chill, Lisa, even the ones that I bump heads with sometimes, I can learn a thing or two from. There's always a lesson in everything. We might not like the test, but we can damn sure benefit from the lessons learned. That's how I honestly feel about things. Lisa, is there anything you want to get off your chest in 2014?
No, I think, just keep concentrating and you know, I would give encouragement to anybody. Don't let anybody part what they think upon you if you're a fish, swimming upstream, all the other fish are swimming downstream. I mean, you do your thing. And you do what feels right to you, as long as it's not hurting anybody and it's resonating with you. Because like you said, sometimes you're going to believe in something and nobody else will get it. And you may be the only one standing. And, I've been there too. And yes, it could be hard because you're with somebody was there that was in agreement. But, you just keep on going. You take one day at a time. And just don't listen to the negative. Don't be around the negative. You keep continuing and doing, you continue on your journey because it's your journey at the end of the day. And, it may seem like it's impossible. You're not going to make it, but, you keep doing it and you will. And you'd be surprised how, the things that you do, the things that you say, you may feel like it's not making an impact, and it actually is. And people will let you know out of the strangest places. You're just like, wow, somebody really paid attention. Somebody really got it. I mean, just hearing you say, Ronan, that people were saying that, you, Shonda, and Chill were crazy to come up with this idea. And then, when I hear from Shonda, when she shares the experiences of people writing in letters or sending text messages or, emails and saying that, hey, I caught this show, it made a difference. I mean, that's wild. I mean, you got the, shout out to, the brothers behind bars. I mean, they wanted to know, what can we do to help? I mean, that's wild. I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
I mean, that just blows my mind. And now they're not on the outside. But even they are trying to make change. And we don't know what their circumstance was, but clearly they're trying to assist this show in making change. They said, what can we do? I mean, that just blew my mind when she told me that. I'm like, what? Shout out to them. They're doing their part from where they're at. And like I said, they're not on the outside, but they're trying to do their part, man. That is wild.
Well, to be honest,
then you got the man that's calling in. Y'all said that he may not understand. Black folks. Maybe he had racist ideology, prejudicial ideology, but he's listening. we don't know, he may be looking at television and, looking at those stereotypes about us and thinking, hey, all black people are that way and that's how they live. And he's checking into the show and he's saying, no, He's when are y'all coming back on the on the internet? I mean, it's just wild, man. That's wild. So you guys, keep doing what you do.
Well, Lisa, here's the thing. It's like, and this includes you too.
Well, thank you.
There's a lot of things that people are going to say, like when you aspire to do something different. So this is what I want to tell everybody. When it comes to you looking to do something positive and switch things up, and I'm going to bring in caller 843. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's T. Smitty. Hey, I'm sorry I'm late, but I had to monitor this bit. But anyway, I missed the conversation. What you guys talking about right now?
Right now, we're talking about 2014. We're definitely going to do things different. We're not going to have that tired old saying, what's the solution? It's more actions speak louder than words. And what I was going to tell audience, when people tell you that when you make a change for the better and that you're crazy, the best thing you can do is get that argument out is by cocking your leg up and farting angrily, because they're basically saying the same old thing.
Yeah. You know what?
Talking out. And you might as well get out the way and like, okay, it stinks for a hot second. And now that I got out of the way, I got work to do.
You know what, Ronan? Well, I will say the solution thing real quick. People say, what are solutions? I got one for you. Stop doing what you're doing. That's one. See, the problem is everyone knows what the solution is to change their lives for the better. And I know there's kids out there, but I'm going to be tough love, because once you turn 18, move out your mommy and daddy house, there's no more gentle and warm fuzzy. I'm going to tell everybody the truth. Nope. So many people, everybody knows right from wrong. Everyone knows how to better their lives. Let's just be honest here. A lot of stuff, something. But so many people will rather wallow in their piss, rather wallow in their misery, than make the requisite sacrifices to change their lives for the better. Just the way it is. Because let's just look at college for it. How many people are willing to sacrifice the time to just write that paper and study? How many people are willing to put down the bottle of alcohol or not go to that party to just finish that paper? Or wake up in the morning, network, and try to learn about the industry you're going into. It's all about, a lot of stuff comes with sacrifice. And do you want to make those changes? I will ask, how bad do you want? Because when you, especially when you hit adulthood, you're the only one that control your life. Your choices will affect your future. I'm gonna say this last thing. Let's just say you're a 16-year-old out there. One bad choice can wreck your future. For example, dropped out of high school. Excuse me. Ronan, though, when he was in the military, they used to take GEDs. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now they don't. They used to have it when I first came in where they say join the military or go to jail. They ain't doing that now. That's no longer way out. You got to have a high school diploma now. I'm just telling you kids out there, these decisions. Let's say you want to learn a trade. And a lot of these states now, you got to have that 2-year degree to be certified. But that means you cannot be breaking the law. Because you have a felony, you can't get a loan. So you got to understand your decision today can affect your future. And you're going to have to make some sacrifice to change your life for the better. And if people call you crazy for it, they ain't your friends. Or your family.
Yeah. Get a point, man.
Thanks. About time you give me props once, man. You always came here every time I call you something, man.
You work hard for it, man. You work hard.
Hey, Ron, can I say this real quick, Ron? I forgot this part. People, it's sometimes all right. Talking to kids out here. Sometimes your parents may not have your best interest at heart. Sometimes, let's say you live in, like, Texas. You may have to move to Seattle to take a job. Sometimes your parents may not know the best course of action. For example, me getting out of the military, I can't really talk to my folks about the job market. Now they're almost 60, and they grew up in a time in the segregated South where they was happy to get a job. So sometimes I can't talk to my parents about certain things. It doesn't mean they're bad parents and they don't mean well. Sometimes you need to get your information from other people. That's just all I got to say. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm done, man. I just want to get that out of the way. Not make me a drink.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a wild year. Do you have anything before we get ready to close out of here, man?
Nothing else. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think you've touched on the topics and how you're going to set the, you know, the tone is going to be set from here on out for the show. I think it's awesome. Like I said, I think it's I've learned a lot. I've enjoyed, you know, being allowed to, you know, be on here and contribute, you know, what I could, and hopefully it helped somebody. And it's just, you know, it's just wild. I'm just thinking about, you know, how, you know, Shonda shared with me how, you know, the show has changed people's lives. So I think it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
If you're new to the show, or we have a few minutes, press 1. Go ahead and get it in within 5 minutes and 50 seconds. And, not only a wonderful evening, but a time of reflection, what used to be 2013 and what needs to happen here on out. We don't need a repeat of every year. We're going to do something like go to the gym, and then by February or March, gym's empty again. We have to stay the course on this thing. It's imperative that we do. As far as those who are stuck behind bars, I want to send a major shout-out to you guys. And do understand it's just not you serving time. In so many ways, we are serving time in our respective prisons. A lot of times they're glass prisons. We get the illusion of actually, it's just us walking the yard. Sometimes it's in our emotional distress. Other times it's family recklessness, all type of things that we have going on. And eventually, we got to put ourselves up for parole. We got to be able to set each other free. And it's going to take a concerted effort. Some of us need to be broken out. Broken out from our shyness, broken out from our feelings of insignificance, our brokenness of joblessness. They're all type of walls that need to be brought down from here on out. And it's not going to happen overnight as much as we would like it to. But you got to be willing to have that initiative, set yourself free. Those who are behind bars emotionally, given family issues or even long-standing issues that you use as crutches, you have to be willing and learn how to walk, stand on your own 2 feet on that front. No one's going to show love for a career victim or a conscious cripple. It's a cruel world out here. And seeing as what I see, not just the people on this show or listening to the show, it's about time you guys see it for yourself. If you're behind bars, literally or figuratively, once you change your perspective, you realize you had the keys to your freedom all along. You end up becoming prisoners by choice. And speaking of personal experience, I'm not good with being told when to piss, when to do certain things, and sorry about that. I got cut off. Thanks to Blocks Off Radio again. but I want to say within this last minute, consider everything you listen to this show. You can listen to it once or twice, and hopefully it helps you get a bearing of what you need to do for yourself and beyond yourself. You won't be the only one doing homework here because not just as a radio host, but as someone who's a fellow peer, it's high time we change things. We're getting tired of dragging a ball and chain here. And to be free or a slave, it's your choice. On behalf of the Black Men Queens of West Show, I want to say thanks to everybody for listening. And looking forward to seeing you guys next week. Time that we get to work. So we'll holler back at you guys later. All right.